Pigs and California Pistachios, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Good friend Bill Burnett, an avid hunter, has the craziest story about finding a bunch of wild pigs who spent the day feeding in some pistachio groves, after which they made their way back to some oak trees where they intended to bed down. In between the two destinations, wide open country.
The biggest problem that we've had where we've been hunting is it's actually a pretty wide open area and a lot of rolling hills with knee-high grass that doesn't give you a lot of cover. So the bow hunting that we've done that we've actually had some success on is just rather than trying to chase the pigs, just watching them, waiting for them to bed down. And they're pretty heavy sleepers. And if you can find a pig that's bedded down in the shade, you can sneak up to them pretty close without bothering them. But once you wake them up, don't expect them to stick around very long. They take off pretty quick.
So you got a pig taking a cat nap.
Actually, we came onto a pile of pigs, and no joke, we came around this creek bed that had been dried up, and there was literally a pile of over 20 pigs sleeping on top of one another, and some of these pigs were literally not even touching the ground. There were pigs on top of other pigs in a mess, and we snuck up on them and thought that we'd be able to just give a whistle and get one to look at us, and my buddy gave out a whistle, and there was an explosion of pigs in every different direction.
Told you it was a crazy story. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.